All right, I don't think I've got any more fares today, so what do you say we head home, Bess? Bess will give a tiny little salute, pop back down into the dash, and start plotting a course as he makes another turn around a building.
Where am I?
Kairi?
Tio?
Hi!
What the hell? Where?
Hold on! Wait! What are you doing here?
I was about to ask you the same. I was on my way home from work when this literal child approached me and asked me if I'd want to visit you. And here I am.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
This little child approached you. Oh, my goodness.
Are you not happy to see me?
I'm so happy to see you, Kairi. Of course, I'm happy. I'm so happy to see my sister.
You sound quite unhappy.
But it's not...
I'm honest.
It's not about you. It's the...
Of course not. It's about you.
So you remember back at Dad's birthday when I told you that that I'm working for someone who's very powerful?
Oh, jeez.
They, I suppose, recruited me as a child.
Did you sign something? Tio, did you read all the paperwork?
Well, there were no paperwork. It's why you gotta call me Tio now, remember?
Is that not your name?
Well, kinda. And his eyes just kinda soften a little bit, and he, just a little bit of that melancholy coming back. All that aside, I just need to have a word with Juniper. But all that aside, and all of the inconvenience, it's really good to see you again, Kairi.
And Kairi just sort of smiles. I'm going to say that there's enough light that their features catch, and they are wearing spectacles, which they have had to start wearing in the last few years. And in the lighting, they look almost the spinning image of Dad, which makes a lot of sense, but was never obvious until this moment for some reason. And they smile real big with no teeth, just like Dad does, and reaches forward to try and grasp Tio's hand. It's really good to see you too. Are you hungry?
Tio will hold tightly to Kairi's hand and like lean over, press a couple of buttons, the cab itself will shudder a little bit as the partition between the front and the back just kind of splits open, and Tio just kind of dives into the back seat to give a nice big hug.
Oh, and it's a big one. It's a long one.
Mm-hmm.
There's some hair ruffling involved, I'm sure.
Oh, of course. Of course. He'll look up and just, I never really noticed you look so much like Dad.
Right about that. Listen, like I said, are you hungry? Is there somewhere we could eat?
Oh, there's the Wayward Inn. There's a bakery. I could take you home. I think I've still got some of the blueberry tarts in the fridge that I can heat up for us.
Of course, I'd love to see your home. And I think that Kairi's being sort of avoidant. I mean, there's no reason to fear any sort of rejection from Tio, but it is still something that is difficult for them to talk about in terms of, you know, gender and transition and stuff. And I think they've had sort of a tough time since Deacon was born. So it's like they've not really had the chance to have a chat about important things with their brother since Tio has taken this contract, you know? So it's like...
He's not been there, so...
Yeah, this muscle has not been exercised. So they're definitely being avoidant right now.
Upon Kairi saying, I'd love to see your home, Tio... Like, in a way that he has not in a while, Tio will just light up. His tail will bristle a little bit, and he will clamber back up into his cockpit seat, flip more switches, and Bess will pop back out of the dash again and go, Bess, we're heading home. We're taking my sister home. And he'll start to get going.
And I think Kairi was very excited to watch Tio at work. I think they recognize maybe some bits and pieces of the interior, but this is like an entire new masterpiece that they have yet to be, you know, introduced to. So the excitement is very clear in observing that, but the word sister definitely kind of makes their eyes sink a bit. And that is maybe noticeable. What's mostly noticeable is the kind of long silence that stretches out a little bit as they continue driving.
Tio is too excited to notice, but Bess, upon hearing the word sister, looks to the back seat and just kind of focuses its eyes on Kyrie, and Bess definitely clocks a change in demeanor. But Tio is far too excited for it. But Bess will unfocus their eyes, pop back into the dash, and plot the course home, and we go on back. With a bit of a silence there, Tio's just unloading about, "Oh, it's so good to see you. I had a lot of really good fares today, and I picked up some fresh herbs. What can be picked up from the Fayhaven market?" And he's just going on and on. He's the most excited he has been in this city, taking you home. And he probably hasn't even let Kyrie get a word in edgewise if they were going to speak up. He gets to the apartment and he'll flip a switch. The garage door will open. He'll pull inside. It fits just like a glove. And flip it again. It closes down. The lights all come on in the apartment, and he goes to get out and makes sure he grabs that back door to hold it open for you. Come on, come on. I'll show you my home.
Wow. This is proper fancy, brother. It really is.
It's sleek, and I do my best to keep it clean. I'm not sure I'd call it fancy or anything. I wish there were more plants. I wish there were more trees around. But of course, out here in the wastes, that stuff don't grow.
Do you like it here?
For all the troubles that I've had, for all the tribulations that has been given here, I do like it. It definitely feels like home. Not in the way that home feels like home, but this does feel like my space. And look, you said it feels like I'm growing here. Look, I've learned something new. And he pulls out from the bottom of a cabinet a little bowl that's just got, like, ground green dirt in it. And he will reach in the breast pocket of his vest and just excitedly flip through a tiny little book and say just a couple little words that are almost undiscernible. And from that little green dust, just a tiny little leaf will spring out of this little malachite dust. See, I am learning things. I am developing new skills while I'm here. And oh, right, the blueberry tarts. Let me get those for you. And he just, like, his little Pete's just patting around the kitchen as he's running to the fridge to grab the things. He's turning on the oven. I'm so sorry that you got tricked to be in here, but I am glad to see you.
About that, do you feel safe in this arrangement? Like, I wish you'd talk to me a bit more about your trials and tribulations. I'm glad that you're happy here, but no, it concerns me when you don't talk to me. Why don't you call me back?
He slows down as he's putting the tarts in the oven, and I get very busy. I'm worked a lot, but I do feel safe. Part of this arrangement is that I'm here to keep other people safe. So I have abilities to keep people safe now. And by proxy, I'm able to keep myself safe through that. As much of a pain as Juniper can be, which I will have a conversation with Juniper about this, they've definitely empowered me to do some things that I couldn't before.
Juniper, is that the child, the kid?
Yes, and at the same time, a resounding no. The child is, I guess, a facet of Juniper. Juniper is essentially my patron, the person to whom I am indebted for all this.
Deal for what?
He gets quiet again, and just, they needed someone to keep the Fae of Fayhaven safe. I was offering safe passage to people where they needed to go.
Theo, when you got here, you were just a child yourself.
Aye, but I had a vehicle, I had my car. And I did my modifications to it, and Bess, of course, I got noticed.
Oh, I should have been there.
No, Kyrie, you've got your own family that you were taking care of, and I was just running errands for people mostly, and...
That's right, and you're part of it, Theo.
His little snout droops a little.
Kyrie crosses their arms, you know, very dad-like, and takes a step closer, but not too close. I understand that you feel like you're doing good work here, and it seems like you are, and I'm so proud of you, I am. But if there's something that doesn't feel right about it, we should do something about it. At least talk to me about it.
So yeah, that's essentially what happened. And the child you met, Juniper can change their appearance to fit whatever they wish to be in that moment. So when I first met Juniper, I thought I was given passage in my cab to that child, and I wanted to make sure that they got where they needed to go safely.
I think Kairi is silent for a long time. Their expression, I think, solemn, but there's no sort of crossness in it at all. I think they reach over and kind of flick Tio's arm a little bit, and like in a very kindly reprimand. It's like, you've always had a big heart, Tio, but you have to be careful.
Aye. As far as all this, of course I have regrets about it, but what's done on that's done. But I'm just trying to make the best of it. And that was why I was able to come home and see Dad for his birthday.
It made him very happy.
It made me very happy too. Seeing Dad, seeing Ma, seeing all of you.
And Bug?
What?
Your nephew.
Yes, my nephew. How is little Flufftail doing?
He's a menace. He's a menace. He's a menace. I wouldn't have it any other way. Already climbing.
Well, I bet he's given his two moms a real run for your money, eh?
And Kairi inhales a little sharply and then is like flexing their little paws around their tea mug. And I think they just turn a little sharply to Tio as they're stealing herself for whatever reason. And it's like, Mom and Dad.
Mom and Dad.
I've decided I want to be little Flufftail's dad. I was hoping for the opportunity to talk to you about it at Dad's party, but it didn't seem right.
Tio just kind of looks, and you can see the cogs turning. You can see the equations in his head. And for a moment, his eyes light up a bit, and he just goes, Oh, well, that's why I never thought you looked so much like Dad, and now you look like Dad. And then he suddenly gets silent and goes, oh no, I'm so sorry. I've been calling you something you're not. Kairi, my brother.
And then Kairi takes his hand and then folds him into an embrace and like is reassuring him. It's not expected that you'd be able to switch right away. I didn't even tell you after all. I'm just happy for the opportunity to do it now.
Tio squeezes so hard and just... Have you told Ma? Have you told Da?
You know, I've never liked telling them anything. but I think Dad knows. And I have no reason to think Mom would mind much.
He sits back up and he essentially grabs the teacup from you and goes, well, you know Da. Da's all about fixing things. So if you felt like you were broken, Da knows you gotta fix it. So Da'll understand. Absolutely. We can all work together to try to take care of Ma. I'm gonna get you more tea. And he goes toward the kitchen, starts to just pad away, and goes, Kairi, my brother.
Of course, Kairi's eyes are glassy. No tears are falling, but there's a glassiness to them, and I think that they sort of whisper a secret little thank you to Juniper wherever they are.
Thank you for listening to this episode of What Happened to the Malachite Wastes. Find us on Instagram and TikTok at The Malachite Wastes, or join us on the official Malachite Wastes Discord server to see more of their amazing contributions. If you'd like to support our team and the work that they do, please consider subscribing to our Patreon, where you can find all kinds of cool bonus content, like Session Zeros, Patreon-exclusive interviews, and sketches, sneak peeks at upcoming arts, and so much more. You can find all of our incredible team's individual work linked in the episode description below.